Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from OB Credit Union, the original credit union of the Olympia Brewery, home to the Olympia Rainier Pabst Blue Ribbon and Washington State credit cards, featuring the Pick Your Card, Pick Your Program option. Learn more at obee.com/beer.
I am thrilled to welcome the Bad Plus to the KNKX studios today. The trio's last visit was a little over a year ago, marking the last few shows with the band's original pianist, Ethan Iverson. At the same time, bassist Reed Anderson and drummer Dave King had already recorded a new album, Never Stop 2, with pianist Orrin Evans. Since the start of this century, the Bad Plus has brought fresh perspective to modern instrumental music and inspired jazz players and musicians across genres with their unique compositions and ear-opening versions of jazz and pop classics. But right now, turn up the radio and ignore the neighbors. This is the Bad Plus.
Thank you.
All right. Oren Evans, Reed Anderson, Dave King, piano, bass, and drums. It's the Bad Plus on 88.5 KNKX. Reed, I love that song. That's one you wrote, right? Hurricane Birds?
It is, yes.
So great. But aside from that, let's talk about the addition of Oren Evans. I think you had the most experience playing with Oren before he joined the band. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, Oren and I met in 1991 when I was living in Philadelphia.
And how much jamming took place before there was a decision to make that move? Or was it just like on paper, that's
a great
idea?
There was no decision. We just asked Oren to join the band, you know, just because we love Oren and we love his playing and thought he'd just be the right guy. He was the only right guy, really. We didn't consider anybody else.
Dave, when you were here last, we were talking about his addition, and you said, if I'm paraphrasing here, anybody joining this band has to be a freak, and Oren is our kind of freak. Would you say musically or personality-wise?
Yeah. What a segue.
Yeah, right.
I just mean Oren is he's just a sort of limitless... sort of non-judgmental creative musician. He just kind of comes from all the different traditions of the music and doesn't put them in a hierarchical order, just kind of like us. It's like 1 minute it can be a minimalist thing, 1 minute it can be jazz, 1 minute it can be pointillist avant-garde music. Well, it just doesn't, there's no like agenda and filtering it to one or the other. It's just, we're just playing music together, and I think that fits really nicely with Reed and I. And also his personality is he's a very affable gentleman.
And Oren, I wanted to ask you about recording the album Never Stop 2 before you'd have had a live performance with the group. How did the recording process go? Was there any kind of feeling each other out and figuring out how to play in the Bad Plus style, or was it just natural, here we go, let's record, push record?
Push record.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there was definitely preparation and, you know, getting the music together. But by the time we got in the studio, it was just really press record. And it was actually the first time we had played the music and improvised over it, because before we were just getting the songs together. So it was great to discover that together in the studio.
And I'm sure there was a lot of great expectations for your live premiere with the band. Could you tell us about how that show went?
No, because I was nervous. I can't tell you, you know. But it went. And they got better and better and better, and it gets better and gets better. The first one was definitely an intimidating experience, because not only was it the first gig, it was the first gig recorded live for NPR. It was just so much going on that first gig. So
right.
I know I was there, but I can't tell you very much about it.
Reed and Dave, do you remember how it went? Was it a good time?
I was nervous too.
it was an intense experience.
Yeah. But I mean, I felt it just, you know, I mean, I've also known Oren for quite a few years, so it's not a new thing, but when we started playing, you know, concerts together, it was a brand new energy, and it was just, I just remember thinking, I was just so excited about it, and then it clicked in very quickly. I mean, the record is an example of what we, our intuitive connection with each other was very present right away. Like Oren said, we were just learning the music. We didn't really play through the songs before we hit record, so we didn't even know what the temperature was improvising wise, and just to have it go so well. I mean, the record is, I think, humbly a very, very strong document about the intuition that Reed initially had about bringing in Oren, and then me, you know, making that connection with Oren right away. So I think the shows just flowed from there. But that first one is always like, oh God, starting over at this age, you know what I mean?
Well, I know your Seattle fans have been really excited since the record came out about a year ago, and we're ready for another song. And Oren, I believe this is your tune?
Yes, entitled Both of Them.
Both of Them. Bad Plus, live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. The Bad Plus, live on 88.5 KNKX. Oren Evans, Reed Anderson, Dave King, piano, bass, and drums. Oren, that was your own composition, both of them. And I wonder how, there's two of your songs on Never Stop 2. And I wonder how those songs got picked for the album. Was that a group choice or something you said, oh, I know? Because both of the songs are tunes you had released before.
Correct. They were both tunes that I wanted to see. You know, I was excited to see what we would do with them. That was different than the other versions, and and if you ever check those out, they're totally different, just given the different energies and spirits, and I really enjoy playing this tune with the Bad Plus.
Yeah, it almost sounds like the Bad Plus covering Orrin Evans. It's really a fun effect, which brings me to my next question. The Bad Plus is renowned in some circles for their creative cover songs of everyone from Ornette Coleman to Nirvana. And Orrin, I wonder if there are any cover songs that you think would work for the Bad Plus. Have you made any suggestions in that realm?
Not yet. Just think, you know, songs come to mind, you know, but if we tell you about them, they won't be a surprise when we do them.
Well played. Now, a question for Reed and Dave. You got to go back to 2010 for the album Never Stop, and I wonder why that album was chosen to be sequelized for Never Stop 2. The previous record was It's Hard. Why not It's Hard 2? Dave?
Me? Well,
silly question.
Boy, that,
I know.
Boy, that last year was hard. You know, obviously, we have a very dedicated concept to group music, to band culture in jazz. We feel the strongest music in the history of jazz comes from long, connected relationships between the musicians and not just relying on individual virtuosity to make the music, which I think, you know, that's fine. But I think that happens a lot in especially in modern jazz. But, you know, we just always, you know, we relate to the great, you know, groups like the Miles Davis Second Quintet or the John Coltrane Quartet, some of these classic groups that even though they had a name, in fact, they played as bands and they were not interchangeable. It was like Tony Williams and, you know, or Elvin Jones and John Coltrane had a very special relationship. Branford Marsalis' bands that he keeps together forever, and the Paul Motion Trio with Bill Frisell and Joe Levon, which was together for a long time, or Keith Jarrett's groups. Mm-hmm. Keith Jarrett seems like a very band-oriented, even though these are not, you know, names, and you know, these are individuals' names, and you know, so when we started the group and named it and did everything that goes along with it, we really committed to group music identity, and so when you see us, you see these people. So when we made the switch with Orrin, obviously having a proclamation like Never Stop before, it was more like we doubled down on our commitment. I mean, Reed and I formed the band, and you know, Orrin is a committed band guy as well. He has long relationships with the musicians he plays with, and it's like a family type thing. And so we just felt it was a perfect opportunity to use a sequel title to continue forward with Orrin without a hiccup at all, which is what we've been doing all year for the last, you know, since January 2018 live. Over 100 shows, and it's just, we just feel like the trajectory is limitless, you know, and that's the statement.
Yeah, this is a very busy band together, but we do have three very talented individuals who are working in various other bands. And I wonder how much dedication you have to this group as far as the next album. As I know, you are all three very busy with other projects.
Oh, yeah, we're done. We're done. This is it. But you guys, are so fun to play our last show in front of seven people. I thought we'd made it a little bit more of an impact, you know what I mean, over the years.
No, I wonder, are you writing new music for this new iteration?
Yes.
We're just at the beginning of that process right now.
Excellent. And we've got time for one more song. Dave, this will be one of yours.
This is a song of mine from the new record. Our new record, is available. Can I say where it's available?
Please.
You can get it on our website in vinyl and CD and download it from there. It's not streaming, should be stated, but it's on iTunes. You can download it there. It's all original music from all three of us. And this is a tune of mine called Lean in the Archway. Thanks.
The Bad Plus, live on 88.5 KNKX.